There's a thousand ways to do it. Simple and least effort is just to lie there, half turned on your right side. But neither Phoebus's tripod nor Amon's horn shall sing greater truths to you than my muse. If you trust art's promise, then I've long employed. My songs will offer you that promise. Woman, feel love melted to your very bones, and let's both delight equally in the thing. Don't leave out seductive coos and delightful murmurings. Don't let wild words be silent in the middle of your games. You two, whom nature denies sexual feeling, pretend to sweet delight with artful sound. Hello there, I'm sorry I didn't hear you enter. Honestly, I'm surprised that you managed to navigate the labyrinthine stacks to find my office. It isn't the easiest to find, but I feel it was by design to allow for sequestration from the happenings in the library, but enough of my rambling and being loquacious, as always. What brings you into my office? Looking for Anti-Justine? It is by Nicholas Adam Ratif, right? It is an uncommon request, though. Most ask for the more common work, Justine, by Maggie de Sade. However, let me see if I have it in my collection. Why don't you follow me? So, may I ask why you require such a text? It's not often that someone wants a contemporary book that rebukes the libertarian philosophies of Toussaint. Toussaint's writings are considered extreme by some, but 18th century philosophy is quite provocative, don't you think? It's bound to be in the special rare books collection down these stairs. They are all leather-bound, some quite valuable. Personally, the rare books in the special collection are among my favorites. Just the feel of the leather in my hands, the smell of the pages. It's very redolent and brings back memories of reading them as a little girl. Look at me rambling again. Let's see. Yes, here it is. I believe this is the book that you're looking for. Oops, I'm very sorry, rather undexterous of me. Here, let me pick that up for you. My. You have quite an insidious look in your eye, young man. I'm assuming you notice my lack of undergarments under my skirt when I bent over. You must have, considering the growing prominence of the lump in the front of your pants, and look at you, your eyes can't stop ogling the tightness of my blouse. I must admit, there is another reason I love the Rare Collection. The solitude and quiet, far from the bustle of the main library. You see, it's only you and I and the stacks. And we both seem to have a similar problem. I won't tell if you won't. Here, let me help you. Those pants. Already so turgid and still distending with just my eyes on it. Is this the result of seeing my breast pressing so tightly against my blouse, or is it the lack of panties? You see, I wonder just how you'd feel in my mouth. If I were to put it there, I'm sure your moods would be so mellifluous. You seem to like when I use words like that, don't you? I'll have to keep that in mind. But it'll have to wait. You know, my mother taught me never to engage in discourse with my mouth full. You are so delicious on my lips. What you want to do, what to me? Spank me. Oh, you mean receive flagellation from your hand? And here I thought you were researching the arguments contrary to the philosophy of Desaad. Perhaps I misconstrued your interest in this book. I don't espouse all of the elements of his philosophy, but I am willing to try this one. Why don't you help me out of my skirt? And I should count as you spank me, and call you sir? Yes, sir. I'll count as you spank my round bare ass, or would you prefer me to call it my posterior? One. Two. Four, five, six, seven, eight, oh, nine, fuck, ten, fuck, sir, the border between pain and pleasure is just as thin as they claim. Sir, I need something more. Won't you please fuck me? Fornicate here in the stacks with your naughty librarian. We're hidden down here, surrounded by all these rare manuscripts where no one can hear. Yes, interior a little shake. You are such a tease. Mean to fuck me harder. Oh shit. Oh fuck. Just come into my office and fuck me whenever you want. Thank you, sir. That was such a delectable experience. Oh, and you shouldn't forget your book, sir. You did come here for research after all. I do have one query. Would you care to discuss philosophy again with your naughty librarian? I'm sure there are other topics we could explore. You know where my office is. Please feel free to drop in again soon.